Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Good eve, dear rockaholics and Loud and Local supporters. It is time for another edition of Loud and Local. I'm joined by one of my favorite bands on the local front. I am joined by a number of members of He Whose Ox Is Gored. We have Ox in the house tonight. Hello, you guys. Thanks for coming back.
Hello.
I always like it when Ox comes to visit. Let's go around the studio, say your name and what you do within the band.
Hey, this is Brian McClellan. I play guitar and yell at people.
Lisa Mungo. I play synths and yell at people as well.
My name's Michael Sparks, and I play the bass, and I generally have a pretty bad attitude.
Awesome! But you also have wonderful taste in beer.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have no idea.
And beautiful eyes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We want to say hello to everybody listening online and abroad. The Ox crew really, really rallied everybody because we have some specialness happening tonight. There's a number of new tracks we're going to be playing, some songs from an upcoming 7-inch titled Rumors. Let's rewind a little bit. Brian, Lisa, what was it like a year and a half ago when y'all were in last?
Something
maybe
like
2 years?
Yeah, it's been a grip.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's been long enough. It's been long enough, and I keep seeing, I see you, and I see Lisa at shows, and it's hug, 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 hug. What's going on? Talk, talk, talk. And I'm like, right, we should play the music on the radio. We should hang out like that again, because we're really good at it.
And we generally can't hear each other, because we're at a loud show, and you know, so here we are. Exactly.
So it's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you guys are always a delight, and it's good to have you guys, back. If you'd like to jump online and look at your smartphone right now to find out more on He Whose Ox Is Gored. You can go to hewhoseoxisgored.bandcamp.com, also facebook.com/hewhoseoxisgoredseattle, and Twitter, hashtag Ox Is Gored.
Mm-hmm. It's the future, man.
The future, man. It's all about the Twitter. Because you can only get into so much trouble because you can only say so much.
You don't have to read very much, too, which is nice.
Helpful for me. guys, okay, let's get everybody up to speed. There's so many things I want to ask about. But first off, let's talk about this 7-inch that's going to be coming out October 28th.
Yes.
Is the date.
Mm-hmm.
The 7-inch is titled Rumors. Any other news you can tell me about Rumors before we premiere some songs from it?
Yeah, this is our first collaboration with our friend Paul, who runs Bleeding Light Records out of Phoenix. He hit us up a while back on Twitter, of course.
Twitter.com.
Yeah. Because it's a champion like that?
Yeah, exactly. It's just baller.
Indeed.
Baller.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Hands on the buzzer. Yeah. She's totally right. It's a rough story. It's great. It's good. I like that. But yeah, Paul hit us up and we had been talking about, you know, we did a full length, but then we also had this batch of songs, you know, that we wanted to find a home for, and he expressed interest in putting out the 7-inch. So we went down to the studio and recorded some stuff with our friend Brandon Eggleston in Portland at his spot called Cloud City. Did 3 tracks, and it's just been a blast. Like, Paul's super fun to work with. He's always been really supportive, comes and hangs out with us when we're on tour and stuff. So yeah, it's good. It was a good chance to kind of get away from, you know, sometimes we do like that post-metal, like 8-minute song kind of thing. It's kind of nice to just blast out some riffs and just have fun in like a shorter format and stuff too. So
yeah, kind of get out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yes, keep pushing forward, do some different stuff. So
indeed,
it was fun.
And also to do a recording like right after recording the full length and to kind of like keep the momentum going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all the creativity is right there too, and totally. and you did it once again in Portland, right?
Yeah. We went down and worked with our friend Brandon Eggleston.
He's so handsome. It's crazy.
He's charming. Yeah.
Now I have also, to look at his picture. Thank you.
You'll like
good
it.
To know.
You'll like it.
Also has beautiful eyes. It's wonderful. But yeah, he does. He's just an amazing producer, engineer. We met him. Went back when Lisa and I lived up on Capitol Hill. We had this apartment with this like rotating cast of roommates, and he was friends with our roommate at the time. And we just woke up and he was sleeping on our couch,
and, which is what happens when you live on Capitol Hill, totally. Yeah. and you're in the band world.
We were talking to him, and he had done some stuff with, you know, Modest Mouse and Pelican, and he's like the touring sound guy for Swans,
the best band in the world.
So yeah, and then he was always like, yeah, you should come down. Like, he gave us a tour of his studio on, you know, a couple of years ago when we went out on tour, and it was awesome. We were like, yeah, we want to come back. So we hit him up and we had these songs ready and we just went down there and tracked it out. Yeah. So
do you feel like creatively it's aside from changing like the format of the songs, you know, having these more compressed songs, creatively, is it easier to let loose when you're recording in a different city versus recording in your home base city?
I think so. I mean, in some ways, because when we recorded our full length here in Seattle, we bounced around to different studios a lot. And part of that was like we wanted to explore different things. So in some ways, we took the time to explore it, where like when we were in Portland, we had like 3 days to get it done, you know, and then we got to like wander around and, you know, eat pizza and go to strip clubs at night. But that didn't necessarily like, you know, we didn't get to expand on the material only having like that much time.
Yeah.
But it was cool, like using a different set of tools that we didn't have like in Seattle, like different mixing stuff and, you know, different studio gear.
Yeah. Yep. Very cool. Well, let's go ahead and play a song off of the upcoming 7-inch titled Rumors that will be available October 28th. Once again, hewhoseoxisgored.bandcamp.com, facebook.com/hewhoseoxisgordseattle, also Twitter, oxisgord. This first song is called Void Assault. I'm just going to play the song, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't see you, so I'm just going with my gut right now. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. This, friends, is the premiere of brand new music from He Whose Ox Is Gored. The song is called Void Assault. Loud and Local, it's The Rock.
We'll be right back.
99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That was the premiere of one new song from an upcoming 7-inch from our friends in He Whose Ox Is Gored. The song was called Void Assault, and the upcoming 7-inch dropping October 28th is titled Rumors. I'm joined by Lisa, Brian, and Mike of He Whose Ox Is Gored. Follow them on Twitter. Yeah. They are amazing musicians and fantastic upstanding citizens as well.
Extremely polite, thank you.
I may be lying. They're awesome, and their music's rad. I don't know about upstanding citizens, because really, I'm not either. Ox Is Gored on Twitter, also Facebook.com/ He Whose Ox Is Gored Seattle, and on Bandcamp, He Whose Ox Is Gored .bandcamp.com. You guys are going to be hitting the road. I want to talk about that. We're also going to be playing another new song from this upcoming 7-inch here in just a couple of short minutes. But let's talk about your next upcoming Seattle show.
Our next show, we're playing Friday, October 3rd at Highline with Same Sex Dictator, Sandworm, and The Body.
Ooh. Yeah,
The Body.
It's going to be
the body.
Awesome show.
The Body. The Body.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah. And Same Sex Dictator rules as well. So.
Oh, we love those guys.
And Hailey, you're awesome.
Hailey is a critter.
Yeah, sure. He's interesting.
He's also insane.
Yeah,
it's true.
Ever.
It's true.
Exactly. Let's talk some tour. Let's talk upcoming shows. And let's talk some more rumors. The upcoming 7-inch dropping October 28th from He Whose Ox Is Gored. As Loud and Local continues next. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. I'm joined by... I giggle every time, too. It's fine. You're not breaking any rules there. Say the word junk, you have me.
That junk! Commercial was insane. Cars!
See, that's a well-executed commercial. I'm joined by Lisa, Brian, and Mike of He Whose Ox Is Gored. You can see them Friday, October 3rd at the Highline. There's an upcoming 7-inch that's going to be coming out October 28th. And who is that going to be coming out again through? I don't have that on my notes.
That's coming out through Bleeding Light Records. You can follow them, bleedinglightrecords.com. And on Facebook and stuff, and you know, Instagram.
Well, if you follow,
you can find it on the internet. If
we're
you,
not
if
as
you
good
look
at
for
this
it.
As you are.
Yeah. No, you guys are pretty darn good. You're pretty darn good.
Appreciate that.
Is that Mike?
Yes.
Is that Mike talking? Okay.
Right over here. Hi.
Is that Mr. So we have these new computer monitors in the studio, and it's like NASA in here, but I can't see anybody's face. So I'm just hearing somebody say something, and I was like, "Is that Mr. Pretty Eyes Mike over there?"
Oh, Pretty Eyes Mike.
Pretty Eyes Mike.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
We're just screaming over a plexiglass wall at each other right now.
All I smell is patchouli.
Sage.
Can we burn some sage in here? Yeah.
Yeah.
There are times some sage needs to be burned in here, amongst other things.
Cleanse these vibes, bro.
Yeah. October 28th is when the 7-inch is going to be coming out. It's titled Rumors. And then, of course, the full-length titled The Camel, The Lion, and The Child. We're going to get to some songs from that here in just a couple minutes. But let's play your other brand-new song. And we're talking premieres here, people. No other place are you hearing these songs but right here, right now, with He Whose Ox Is Gored on Loud and Local.
That's right.
The next song we're going to do is called Buried Twice. They just didn't stay buried the first time, did they?
No.
That's right.
No. It's a very emotional experience.
It's like Uma Thurman in like Kill Bill 2. Or
correct.
Exactly.
All
of our songs are based on Kill Bill 2, actually.
I don't even need to say anything. I'm just going to laugh.
Right, exactly. Lisa, that's you fine. You tonight will be playing the role of the female laugh track. That's what you will
correct.
Be doing.
That's what I'm here for.
Also, she's throwing up peace signs right now, which I don't see how that has to do anything.
Mike, that was a secret.
Stop it. So we're going to go ahead and play. Is there anything you guys would like to say about the song Buried Twice? Is there anything? Was it particularly challenging or easy? Is there something notable that comes to mind when I say the song titled Buried Twice?
This song was originally just called Stoner Jammer.
Oh!
And yeah. we learned this song and recorded it in
like a half hour in
like
the studio.
A half hour.
Really?
And it became like, it's probably like probably like the poppiest thing that we're going to do in the next 10 years.
This is it. This is it. This is the radio single, kids.
Yeah, we're giving up after this. That's
it. I can give a plaque to you on your way out if you like that.
Perfect.
One.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guest tonight, He Whose Ox Is Gored. This song, once again, is from the upcoming 7-inch titled Rumors. The song is called Buried Twice.
Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW. We'll be right back.
99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. He whose ox is gored from the release, The Camel, The Lion, The Child. The song was called Crusade. Prior to that, Omega. He whose ox is gored is my special guest tonight for Loud and Local. Ladies and gentlemen, go around the studio and say what you do within the band and your name and all that business. Oh, wait, hang on. let me pot up your mic. Let me let you talk. Sorry, do that again.
Hello.
This is Brian McClelland. I play guitar and yell at people. I still yell at people.
You're still yelling at people. Lisa Mungo. I play synths and I sing and scream, and that's pretty much it.
And I'm Mike Sparks, and I play bass, and I feel pretty tired.
And you bat your eyelashes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Did you notice that too, Jelly?
Did I do it on purpose? I put my glasses on so I could see what he's doing over there.
All the time.
hewhoseoxisgored.bandcamp.com. Also facebook.com/hewhoseoxisgoredseattle. And on Twitter, oxisgored. You can see He Whose Ox Is Gored on the 3rd of October at the Highline. It's a Friday night show. And then you guys are going to be hitting the road. And I want to talk about you guys going on the road and all that business here in just a second.
Oh,
But the light went on in my head, and I remembered a question that I had posed in an interview not too long ago that kind of hit close to home for me, because I grew up in a very uncool environment and I wasn't introduced to a lot of music that I would later fall in love with early on in life. And I got to thinking about somebody that I know who has maybe been a little sheltered from a lot of different things. And so my question was, if you can take an iPod, and we're just using an iPod as the forum here, ideally in a wonderful world, you would be giving a big box, a massive crate full of milk crate full of vinyl and records. And but just for the sake of conversation, say you're going to fill an iPod filled with some of the music that you love the most, that shaped you the most as a musician, as an individual, and give it to somebody who is just a teenager, who is just a blank slate, who has not heard anything aside from, you know, some of the pop music that's on the radio. What would you give them in this iPod to, like, go here, go forth, young man, and discover what life has in store for you? What would you include in this iPod if I haven't built this question up too much?
It's really serious. I'm super overwhelmed right now.
I have an answer and I just got to get it.
Go, Lisa, go.
Swans, The Seer. There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Just got to say it.
That's a huge record.
I can handle it. I can handle it. So, 14.
Probably like In Utero by Nirvana. That's the first one that I could think of.
Yeah.
I'd put everything that Bjork ever did.
Nice one.
On that. I love Bjork.
Yob. The Great Cessation.
Oh, yeah, that's anything Yob.
Anything Yob.
Yeah,
anything
I think
Yob.
That Laughing Stock by Talk Talk is like one of my favorite records of all time. That'd be
a
good one.
That's a great record.
Wow.
Super trippy, man.
Good pull.
Yeah. You got to see Tortoise.
Tortoise, too, yeah. TNT. Yeah, of course.
That's the record.
Totally.
I'm going to say Framing Canvas by Braid.
Whoa, nice.
That's right.
but if you're thinking about it, this is a person who has no left, no right, no direct. So just like sitting there with the headphones, not the earbuds, headphones, and just going, what is this? And getting their mind just blown. Yeah. And as you know, the great gateway of music is when, like what you guys brought up, like with Swans, you know, when you do that, then there's the trickle effect. And then you find out about all of these other bands. And it's so important and really defines you as a person, because the music that you cling to, that you discover, that you feel speaks for you at a young age, that continues on for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What's so interesting how you
that
find out
about
stuff.
That got deep right there, guys.
Yeah, girl.
Wow, we're just laying it down.
I feel pretty emotional right now.
Do you need me to come over there with a tissue and dab your eyes?
No, I can reach the tissue.
There's tissue right there.
Yeah, right there. And then there's some air freshener.
I don't know
right
what that tissue was used for last.
Okay.
He Whose Ox Is Gored are my special guests tonight for Loud and Local.
Very special.
The 7-inch is titled Rumors. It's going to be coming out the 28th of this month. There's also the full-length album, The Camel, The Lion, The Child. Find them online. Discover their music. Get aboard. Join the party. Just get into it, okay?
Please get into it.
Please get into it. He Whose Ox Is Gored.bandcamp.com. Also on Facebook.com/He Whose Ox Is Gored Seattle, and on Twitter, Ox Is Gored. Guys, do you want to play another song from The Camel, The Lion, The Child?
Strongly, yes.
Strongly.
Yeah.
With great veracity.
Absolutely. Yeah. With great fervor.
I don't even know what that word means.
I just made it up.
Really? Okay. We'll
no,
do
I didn't.
We'll do more of that when we talk some more here in a couple minutes. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is He Whose Ox Is Gored, and I'm going to play the song Alpha. Is that okay with you guys?
Sounds yeah, it's great. A good one.
Right on. Loud and Local. It's really
thank you.
99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. He Whose Ox Is Gored. The song is called Alpha from the release The Camel, The Lion, The Child. More with Lisa, Brian, and Mike from He Whose Ox Is Gored as Loud and Local continues next. Hang out! 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. Once again, for more on Loud and Local, to check out past podcasts whenever you like, to find out how to submit your band's material, please hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Joined by Lisa, Brian, and Mike of He Whose Ox Is Gored. He Whose Ox Is Gored.bandcamp.com. Also on Facebook. Facebook.com/He Whose Gored.
That'll do. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's a lot of M's and H's.
He Whose Ox Is Gored, Seattle, and on Twitter. I just want to.
please stop doing that.
Ryan, you gave me your giggles. On Twitter, the handle is Ox Is Gored. You can see He Whose Ox Is Gored October 3rd at the Highline. And then you guys are going to be hitting the road. Where are you going on this tour? Where's this tour taking you?
This tour, we're doing just like the West Coast again. We've done the West Coast a few times this year. Oh man, so many tours.
So tired.
So many tours. Yeah. the road is hard. People don't know this, but it's hard. I couldn't make it.
Yeah,
I couldn't
you
make
could,
it.
You can
no,
do it.
I love
I
it.
Think
if I can
us,
do it,
actually.
Yeah.
You'll think about it. Just think about
no.
Just
I
mull it over.
I have to have surgery or break something in order for me to get time off. So yeah. Maybe I'll have to like sever a toe or something, and then I can go out on the road with you.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, that's good. That's
you need
good.
A toe? I can get you a toe.
I can get you a toe by 4 o'clock.
That was just a setup for you. That was just
perfect.
Shooting fish in a barrel. Okay, yeah. So you're going on the road. You're doing the West Coast. What cities are you going to be hitting?
Yeah, we're doing Portland, Sac. There's an awesome show in Sacramento. Just the Bay. We're doing Oakland, San Fran again. Doing LA County. We're heading out to Phoenix, of course, to go see our boy Paul from Bleeding Light and Tucson. So it's just kind of down the coast and staggered dates back up. So we're going to, the best part is just seeing like our friends over and over, you know. We made a big push this year to like tour as much as possible. So it's been really cool to like build that camaraderie and
yeah.
Continually discover new awesome bands and go back and see people and keep up with them as they're doing their records and things like that. So.
I feel like we almost have too many friends now. It's actually sort of exhausting to be
honest
with you.
I can have a semi-brilliant idea here. The name of the 7-inch is titled Rumors. I mean, you can go ahead and start a really good rumor right here with, you know, 100,000 watts and many people listening right now. So, I mean, if there is a time and a place to get a really good rumor started, now's it, you know, if you want to go that route.
I'm pretty sure lying is wrong, so not sure why you'd encourage that. But,
yeah. Nice try, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm full of deceit. Filled to the brim with deceit with a smile on my face.
I will let this one out. Just I don't know if I'm technically supposed to say this, but we're playing with I Hate God on Halloween.
Shut up! Yeah,
and there it is.
In Sacramento, moment. Yeah.
Oh! Oh, that's
not here.
Awesome.
But
that's
yeah.
That could be a great rumor. There could be truth to that. You'll have to go to the pages yeah. online to find out. That is really cool if yeah. that is indeed the correct He Whose Ox Is Gored I'm thinking you're talking about.
If I'm correct about that. Yeah.
Let's play another song from The Camel, The Lion, and The Child. The next song is called Magazina. Lisa, do you want to say anything about this song?
I'm just screaming on it, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I do.
About screaming.
Some
I
great
do like
bass playing on this song.
Wonderful.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. He Whose Ox Is Gored. The song is called Magazina. It's Loud and Local. sounds really good. 99.9 KISW, it is loud and local. That would be He Whose Ox Is Gored with the song Magazina from the release The Camel, The Lion, and The Child. I'm joined by Brian, Lisa, and Mike of Ox. You can find them online, hewhoseoxisgored.bandcamp.com. Wait for it. Facebook.com/hewhoseoxisgored Seattle. And on Twitter, handle is Ox is Gordon. You can see these guys October 3rd at the Highline playing with some other swell bands. Who else, who else are you guys playing with on the 3rd?
Same Sex Dictator, Sandworm, and The Body.
The Body.
The Body.
I like it. And then you're going to be heading out on a West Coast tour. I'm sure all those tour dates will be up on your Bandcamp page and your Facebook page. And if you're curious, you know, maybe about this special Halloween show that's happening in Sacramento that we started a rumor about, maybe, maybe not, maybe we were telling the truth, you can tweet them, Ox is Gored, and they can set the record straight for you guys.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure. It's always
excellent response.
I'm just wound up tonight. See what happens.
Well, thank you for having us.
This has been fun. You guys are such a special band, and I mean that with no sarcasm, and it's always a delight and a pleasure to have you up here, not just because we make awesome radio together.
I'm actually having some separation anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm gonna do when we leave here.
He misses you already.
Wow, Mike.
Jillian.
I'm not all I'm cracked up to be. Trust me, dude.
Oh, hey, me neither.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
My personal life is a disaster.
Seriously, with the hangover sadness, Mike. Come on, pull it together
I'm sorry.
Man. You guys, is there anything additional you wanted to mention or you wanted to put out there before we get to the... Essentially, we're saying goodbye now, but we're going to be leaving you with a big... epic song. So, Brian, Lisa, Mike, any thoughts in closing?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to all of our good friends, Brandon Eggleston, Matt Bayless, Cafe Vita Records, Mike and Liz help us put out our last record, and Paul, of course, from Bleeding Light Records, who's putting out Rumors, coming out October 28th. Bleeding Light Records, you can check it out. We'll have all that stuff up online. We'll be posting tour dates. I want to say thanks to everyone. This album is unreleased right now. We're finding a home for it. We don't have an official release date, but keep checking in with us, and we'll be posting some new stuff and letting everyone know. But yeah, we just wanted to say thank you. We've had tons of wonderful support, you know, from people like you and everyone that's reached out. And what about you guys? What do you think?
I was just going to say, just on a total personal note, thank you for allowing us an opportunity to play this music that hasn't been heard, that we've been plugging away so hard in the last 2 years, basically, to be able to showcase all of it here tonight. It really means a lot to us. Thank you.
Yeah. It's my pleasure. I love doing it. Yeah.
I'd also like to thank Robert Cheek for recording the record and Blake Bickle for mastering it. I mean, it was such an involved process, and they put so much into it. And
Randall Dunn.
And
Matt Bayless.
Yeah, Matt Bayless. Like, anyway, a lot of people did a lot of work that they didn't have to do. Like, so, yeah, it was rad.
And this last song is called Weighted by Guilt, Crushed into a Diamond.
No big deal.
99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. Hang out and enjoy this, my friends. That is it for Loud and Local tonight. It is He Whose Ox Is Gored. Thank you so much, guys. A massive pleasure. You're
Love
welcome
you.
Back
Thank
anytime.
You.
Yeah,
this
Thank
has
you.
Been awesome.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.